Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Key Components of BI. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation, Understanding Business Intelligence in the Business Intelligence for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore three key components essential for a successful business intelligence system: data mining, data warehousing, and reporting and analytics. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify and describe these main components and understand their significance in the BI ecosystem. Main content: data mining. Data mining is the process of discovering patterns and extracting valuable information from large sets of data. It involves using sophisticated algorithms and statistical techniques to analyze data and uncover hidden relationships. This component is particularly crucial for businesses looking to make informed decisions based on data-driven insights. For instance, consider a retail company that wants to understand its customer purchasing behavior. By applying data mining techniques, the company can analyze transaction data to identify which products are frequently bought together, enabling them to tailor marketing strategies and improve inventory management. Common techniques in data mining include clustering, classification, and regression. Each technique serves a different purpose. Clustering groups similar data points together, helping businesses segment their customer base. Classification assigns data into predefined categories, which can be useful for predicting customer churn. Regression helps in understanding the relationships between variables, such as predicting sales based on advertising spend. Data warehousing. Next, we turn to data warehousing. A data warehouse is a centralized repository where data from multiple sources is collected, stored, and organized for analysis. This component is vital as it provides a structured environment for data retrieval, ensuring that users can access the information they need quickly and efficiently. Data warehouses differ from traditional databases in that they are optimized for read-heavy operations and analytical queries rather than transaction processing. They often integrate data from various operational systems, such as CRM and ERP systems, which allows for comprehensive analysis. For example, a healthcare organization might use a data warehouse to combine patient records, treatment outcomes, and billing information. This integration enables the organization to analyze the effectiveness of treatments across different demographics and make data-driven decisions to improve patient care. Reporting and analytics. The final component we will discuss is reporting and analytics. This area focuses on creating visual representations of data and generating insights that can influence business strategy. Reporting tools provide users with the ability to create dashboards, charts, and graphs that summarize data trends and performance metrics. Effective reporting helps stakeholders understand complex data and make informed decisions at all levels of the organization. For instance, a marketing team may use reporting tools to visualize the performance of various campaigns, allowing them to identify which strategies yield the best results and allocate resources accordingly. Analytics, on the other hand, involves more advanced techniques, such as predictive analytics, which uses historical data to forecast future outcomes. By integrating analytics into the reporting process, organizations can move from merely describing what happened in the past to predicting what will happen in the future, thus enabling proactive decision-making. For example, a financial services firm might analyze customer transaction patterns to predict which customers are likely to apply for loans, allowing the firm to proactively market loan products to those individuals. Conclusion. In this lesson, we explored the key components of business intelligence, including data mining, data warehousing, and reporting and analytics. Understanding these components is crucial for anyone looking to leverage BI tools effectively in their organization. By identifying and describing these components, you now have the foundational knowledge needed to navigate the world of business intelligence. As you continue in this course, keep in mind the interconnected nature of these components and how they work together to provide a comprehensive BI solution. Reflection questions: how can data mining techniques be applied to your current business challenges? To uncover valuable insights, what benefits do you see in consolidating data from multiple sources into a single data warehouse? For analysis, in what ways can reporting and analytics tools help your team make more informed decisions?